Hello, and welcome to this week's audio edition of the 400th edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Shame, Silence, and Slavery. Today marks the 400th edition of Fourth Day Letters. In the Bible, the number 400 is closely associated with the subject of bondage. In Genesis 15, verse 13, Abram is told his people will be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years. Sadly, we are all still enslaved to sin today. God desires to set us free. Today's message is extremely important. I hope you will enjoy this week's special 400th edition. The number 400 is also seen by some Bible scholars as meaning lament. Lament is defined as an expression of grief or sorrow. Our sins not only cause lamentation and regret, but they frequently lead to shame. Shame leads to silence, and silence leads to slavery. Shame is the emotion that tells us as prodigal sons and daughters of God that, quote, I can't go home, I can't go back to the Father, I am unworthy, end quote. In 2011, God called me out of my self-imposed slavery and shame. Prior to his call, shame had caused me to hide the fact that I had been sexually molested as a young boy and to hide the ensuing sins and negative effects that event caused in my life. Since then, I have tried my best every week to share the thoughts that God was placing on my heart. God called me to a mission of helping others through sharing my own experiences. Underlying all of my 400 messages is this theme. It isn't good or healthy for anyone to hurt alone. I learned this personally. No one should remain imprisoned to the shame of their past sins. I did for way too long. God stands ready to run out to each of us like the father in the story of the prodigal son. Shame is a very destructive human emotion. It imprisons us. In the article, Shame, A Concealed, Contagious, and Dangerous Emotion, written in Psychology Today by Mary C. Lamia, Ph.D., she writes that shame is a self-conscious emotion that informs us of an internal state of inadequacy, unworthiness, dishonor, regret, or disconnection. Shame prompts us to conceal what we have done. No matter what might have triggered our shame, once we experience shame, the deterioration of our self-esteem can be devastating. Shame causes people to retreat within. It isolates us. It encourages us to hide from others. Shame is frequently accompanied with the emotions of envy, anger, rage, and anxiety. Shame often leads to sadness, depression, depletion, loneliness, and emptiness. Shame forces us to wear masks to save face. Shame can become the driving force behind addictions, compulsive behaviors, and self-criticism. The worst aspect of shame is that it works hard to block out the light of Christ. In Luke 15, verses 17 to 19, we read that the son came to his senses and decided to return home to his father. But his shame is evident in his planned apology. Quote, I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers. End quote. This is precisely the lie that Satan wants us all to believe. Once we have sinned, Satan wants us to believe that we are unworthy of the Father's love. In the book of Genesis, Satan essentially tells Eve this message. You can't trust God. He told her that God lied about the consequences of eating the fruit of the tree. From then on, Satan has been lying about God. Satan delights in our shame. He delights in causing us to believe that God thinks less of us after we sin. Many people do not live in fear of dying, but instead they live in fear of seeing the disgust on God's face after their death. One day we will meet God face to face. When we do, I feel certain he will say to us, I am not ashamed of you. He will say to us, I love you, and all I ask in return is your love. Sure, there is judgment, but I believe God will say, I have already judged you, and your sins have been forgiven on the cross. He loves us, yes, even in our broken condition. This past week, a friend of mine shared a trailer from a movie with me. This movie speaks directly to the heart of today's message. The movie's title is The Heart of Man. If you are dealing with any form of shame in your life, I implore you to take a few minutes and watch the trailer and then click the link that I've included in today's fourth day message and buy the movie and watch it more than once. It has been a blessing to share these messages with you for the past 400 weeks. I look forward to sharing many more. I would also welcome the opportunity to come to your church or parish and share my testimony and provide the healing impact of the Blessed, Broken, and Scared retreats. Please click on our website to inquire about having a retreat. Please don't let shame keep you imprisoned any longer. God loves you. Trust Him. Don't be afraid any longer. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I know in my heart that your Son came to set me free. Lord, I ask you right now to break any remaining chains of slavery to my past sin and bring me to a new life in Jesus your Son. Amen. I have also included in today's fourth day message online a special interview with William Paul Young, the author of the best-selling story, The Shack. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.